FBI Special Agent Eric Barnhart was one of the panelists who answered questions after the screening of the documentary film, which showed the raw reality of opioid drug addiction and how hard it is to overcome. The federal agents started off the discussion with statistics to help the audience understand the breadth of the opioid epidemic in the United States.
To give you an idea, the U.S., the population of the U.S. represents 4.4% of the world's population, 320 million. We are responsible for consuming or receiving almost 100% of the hydrocodone prescriptions in the world and 81% of the oxycodone. There are 12 states, as of, I believe, 2013, that have more prescriptions than they do residents in the state.
Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter spoke of how addicts turn to heroin use once the availability of pain medicine is cut off.
If you don't need the stuff, take it to a disposal site. If you still need it, lock it up. Because each of those pills, anybody can correct me if I'm wrong, can go for about $30 or $40 on the street. When those pills run out and the money runs out, that's when they turn to the heroin. And the heroin is about $10, and you don't know what you're getting.
DEA agent Brian Besser said the opioid addiction costs the country $78.5 billion a year in lost revenues.
Those costs are incurred through increased medical costs, loss of productivity, which you can see in school and in the workplace. Third factor is criminal justice costs. The criminal justice system becomes inundated with this. So the jails, the police departments, etc. Think about that. And by the way, that figure continues to skyrocket.
He said the DEA is working in Beijing and Hong Kong to encourage the Chinese government to regulate synthetic opioids. The drug U47700, also known as Pink or Pinky, implicated in the recent deaths of two 13-year-old Park City boys, is an example of just one synthetic, dangerous substance coming from China.
For instance, the big thing right now plaguing that's on everyone's mind here in Park City is Pink or Pinky. But that's one drug of many. It's the flavor of the day. You know, we're concerned about fentanyl, carfentanil, W18, heroin, the things that we see a little bit more proliferating on the market right now. Those drugs, those precursors, those chemicals are being sourced primarily out of China. So we're dealing heavily with the Chinese government right now, trying to implore them and to work with them on getting these regulations put in place. And we're making some headway because they realize this problem is killing Americans.
Agent Besser said the country has a complicated problem with opiates being diverted into society. He says the DEA has a special division to address the illegal diversion of drugs, but not nearly enough resources are assigned to put a dent in the growing problem.
They deal with diverted drugs, drugs that are diverted from their normal, if they're illegally being placed out into society, or if they're being stolen, or if there's fraudulent prescriptions, or if there's, you know, healthcare fraud, etc. That problem is ubiquitous. There are a lot of physicians right now that are illegally diverting these drugs because it's profit-driven. But we also have a problem in the pharmacies, and we have a problem with patients. You know, like we said, if you can't control the opioids or the drugs that are in your home medicine cabinet, you become the dope dealer in your home, right?
That was DEA Special Agent Brian Besser. The panelists as a whole agreed there is no silver bullet to solving the widespread opioid epidemic, but they insisted it has to include all facets of our social and economic culture. They said it's a problem that's unique to the United States, and it doesn't discriminate for race, religion, age, gender, or economic differences. The federal agents said it's an unprecedented epidemic in American society. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.